The following is a paid program. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and the shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
You know, there are a lot of people who are making Pittsburgh work, and one of the people that's doing that right now is David McKinley. He's with McKinley Carter Wealth Services. You know, this Pittsburgh Work program, it's all about trying to get an opportunity for local businesses that have really made a difference in our community to get their message out to you. And David McKinley joins us right now in studio. David, welcome to KDKA.
Thank you.
Tell us about you and about McKinley Carter Wealth Services.
McKinley Carter Wealth Services, we're a wealth management firm. We manage nearly $600 million in assets, and we're ranked among the top 10% of an independent advisory firms around the country. In fact, we're pleased to be recognized among one of the faster-growing firms as well. In fact, the PB Pittsburgh Times 100 several times in a row now we've been designated.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And what do you focus on?
Well, primarily we're working with business owners, executives, and other professionals. Our primary offer, if you will, is wealth management services. And many people wonder exactly what wealth management is. I was just about to ask. Yeah. I think it's appropriate. It was interesting. We've had roots, if you will, in Pittsburgh back to 1992, as you think about the various employees and principals that are associated with the firm. Mm-hmm. Brian Gongower, in fact, is one. I think about the number of people, the number of firms, if you will, that compete in this market. We did a little analysis as we were entering Pittsburgh, and we realized there were 400 advisory firms, people providing investment services within a 15-mile radius of zip code 15222.
Wow.
An enormous amount of competition. And unfortunately, many are not providing the services that are necessary. And this is not just in Pittsburgh. This is around the country. You look at the statistics that we see among our target audience. Our ideal client, if you will, is a business owner, an executive, a professional between 45 and 55 years old. People that are in fact working in business,
right.
And they're creating jobs, they're producing value, and frankly, they don't spend enough time on their financial situation, their total financial situation. And unfortunately, many of our competitors are focused solely on their investment portfolio, which is, look at the statistics, is proving to be inadequate. So I think about the offer that we're providing, which mm-hmm. goes far beyond that. And it's a more comprehensive approach, one that incorporates such characteristics as leadership, coaching, mobilization, and execution. We work with business owners that want to get things done mm-hmm. and address their total financial situation.
Now, so you work with them to help them make the decisions for themselves, or are you kind of like the guy where they go to you and then they trust you to make all the decisions? I'm not quite sure.
You know, it's
sure
a combination of the two, actually. It's an excellent question. I think that it's an excellent question. So let's break it into two categories.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about addressing a client's total financial situation,
yeah.
investments clearly is a part of that. And clients do, in fact, hire us to just manage the portfolio and act with discretion, to act within the guidelines, if you will, that we work with them to establish. What are the risks? Parameters? What are the investment objectives? But it goes far beyond investments. You think about what all has to be addressed in the lives of a client, particularly a business owner client. When you start to think about minimization of taxes and you think about such things as qualified plans, you think about asset location, which is a relatively new term, about where do you hold certain types of asset classes. You think about risk management. You think about the use of insurance in appropriate strategies. Fulfilling fiduciary obligations as it relates to qualified plans.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we're talking about business owners here.
Right, right.
I mean, the scope of our advisory services, if you will, goes far beyond just the investment portfolio. Everything beyond just the investment portfolio, if you will, is a collaborative experience. There's protocols, if you will, for our work with clients. How do we prepare our advisors to have complicated discussions, if you will,
right.
with our clients.
So this is very in-depth. This takes a considerable amount of time, I would guess, and a willingness to develop a long-term partnership.
Absolutely. We will employ as advisors nobody that does not have some type of advanced degrees or certifications. We employ CPAs, attorneys, CFPs, CFAs, some of the most experienced, certified, credentialed, if you will, professionals in our industry. We're willing to make the investments in our people because we look at the value that we're providing to our clients over the course of their lifetime, and actually through generations.
Right. David McKinley with us with McKinley Carter Wealth Services. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
I'll tell you, the very best way, I want to draw you to a particular blog post that is that articulates our wealth management approach, and you can visit that on our website by typing in McKinleyCarter.com, McKinleyCarter.com, like the two presidents.
McKinleyCarter.com, and then you post a blog there. How often do you update the blog?
About once a week, and there's a particular blog post that domain will direct you to, and it's a wonderful piece there's a great articulation of our wealth management approach.
And once again, you are really focused toward professionals, toward business owners, community leaders.
Absolutely.
David McKinley, McKinley Carter Wealth Services, with a great focus on wealth management. But real quick, I have about another minute or so. Mm-hmm. You do more than just wealth management.
We do. And I touched on it briefly. We were talking about taking care of our business owner clients, helping them fulfill their fiduciary obligations as it relates to their qualified plans. And many of our clients employ hundreds, if not thousands, of people in their qualified plan. A 401k, a profit-sharing plan, is an enormous part of their offering to their employees, and a fiduciary risk. And we step in as a co-fiduciary to help them fulfill those obligations.
All right. So wealth management, retirement plan services. Once again, the website to go to, McKinleyCarter.com, for McKinley Carter Wealth Services. And you check out this blog that it links to. They give you all the background information. I would guess answer a lot of the questions that people are having pop up in their mind right now as they're listening to us talk.
I think so. And I would encourage every engaged, every ambitious listener to visit that website. In fact, you can just call us, 866-306-2400. 866-306-2400.
Excellent. David McKinley, McKinley Carter Wealth Services. The website, one last time, McKinleyCarter.com. David, thank you very much.
Thank you.
More of Pittsburgh Works just moments away.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
I'm Mangino, and we are talking about Pittsburgh and how Pittsburgh really does work. And the next installment, if you will, is the City of Bridges. And with me right now is Bill Morrison, General Manager of the City of Bridges. Bill, welcome to KDKA.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Tell us about the City of Bridges.
Well, the City of Bridges has been out at the Pittsburgh Airport, which is on the land side before you go through security, for 5 years. And we try to create a nice, relaxing atmosphere for travelers coming in, because traveling is stressful right now, and it has been. So you can come in, sit down, relax. We have a full bar. We have a restaurant. Our items are all cooked to order. And it's just a nice place to just sit and relax while you're waiting for your flight to go through, or you're waiting for somebody to come off the plane.
It sounds like it is. Now, it's interesting that it's on the land side, because so oftentimes we think about going to the airport and eating at the airport, and it's on the air side.
Right.
But your location is actually on the land side of it.
It's
instead
on the land side before you go through security. Right.
Yes.
On the right-hand side, it's the City of Bridges Cafe.
Okay. What kind of foods do you focus on?
We have some hot soups. We have nice breakfast. We open at 6 in the morning. We have the hamburgers, hot lunches, specials. So we have a nice rounded menu for any kind of traveler, any people that want to come in, have something to eat.
And you've been there for 5 years now?
Yes.
And what makes the City of Bridges different than other places that people can stop and get a bite to eat? Why make it a point to stop at City of Bridges?
It's relaxing. I mean, it's a place that you can come in. You can sit. No one's going to bother you. No one's going to rush you out the door. No one's going to, have you. You can watch your time, and you can basically go at your own pace.
What food items would you say that you are most known for?
Our steak hoagies, our soups. We have great salads. Like I said, most of the stuff that we put out is fresh cooked. All of our stuff is cooked to order. Mm-hmm. And we have no prepared foods. So when you order it, we make it.
How did you get to be at City of Bridges?
I started with them and the concept whenever they took over City of Bridges 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in the restaurant business for 30 years. So it was a nice marriage for both of us. I like their concept. I like the owner's ideas, what they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's good for the airport.
You talk about the concept and how you like it. What's special about it?
The relaxation, that you can come in. People are nervous traveling anyway,
mm-hmm.
especially people that don't travel that much. So if they can come in and just sit down and relax, get their second wind, know that they're going to make it through the security, that's what we like to do.
Okay, so I want to make sure I'm having the whole pattern laid down here. So your restaurant is prior to going into security.
That's correct. Before you go through security, you can come in. You can watch the lines. If the lines are long and mm-hmm. you have time, you've left yourself enough time.
Right.
You can come in and just watch the line go down.
Right.
And then get up, go through at your leisure.
Oh, that's a fantastic idea.
Yes.
I mean, who wants to stand in the line if you don't have
exactly.
to? Exactly. I'd rather be sitting down in a chair, relaxing, having a bite, having a drink, and you know, watch the line go down and then go up and then go through that and then get onto the shuttle and go
exactly.
over to the plane.
Exactly.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. So steak hoagies, soups, salads.
We have lunch specials every day. We have a breakfast special. It's an egg sandwich with cheese on a muffin mm-hmm. or a bagel for $1.99. Anybody mentioning the KDK
wow.
interview will get free coffee with any breakfast order.
That's fantastic.
Okay, so.
Hold on. I don't want to go too fast past
right.
this now. $1.99 for a breakfast sandwich.
Yes.
Once again, what is it?
You have an egg with cheese on an English muffin or a bagel.
Nice.
For $1.99.
You can't beat that.
No, you can't.
So I come in and say, I heard about this. I heard about the City of Bridges on KDKA, and I give you the $1.99 for the breakfast sandwich, and then you give me a free coffee, too?
That is correct.
Oh, I like you guys. I like the way you work. This is going to work out great. So, steak hoagies, you're open for breakfast early in the morning, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, we're open from 6 to 8, Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
Friday nights, we close at 9.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, we close at 7.
Okay. The City of Bridges, located at the Pittsburgh International Airport, and it's home-cooked, too. I mean, we're not talking about prepared foods and, you know, microwave and heat it up and then serve it to people.
We cook everything to order.
Oh, that's nice. That's real nice. And then I have to worry about... You know, all the hassle and everything. I mean, you're going to get to the airport early anyway, right?
Correct.
So why not relax and enjoy yourself a little bit and have yourself something to eat? Open every day, 6 a.m., Monday through Sunday. And it's not a bad place to wait for people, too, as you're there to pick somebody up, right?
Oh, no, it's a great place. Tell people that are flying in, just come through off the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep coming straight into the main lobby. And they'll look to their left, and it'll be the City of Bridges. You can actually meet them there.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
So you meet them there, then you go out and you pick up the bags.
Correct.
And then after you pick up the bags, maybe not a bad idea to go back and then get a bite to eat, too.
How bad traffic is.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those deals, once again, if the traffic is bad enough, why not just wait the traffic out and spend the time at City of Bridges in the process?
Yeah, we have a lot of people. If the luggage is delayed, they'll come back up, they'll have a drink, and then they'll go back down and check when the luggage is there. Our place, you can also go up, smoke outside if you're a smoker,
mm-hmm.
which is one of the only place you really can in the Pittsburgh airport.
Okay, so that's close?
Yeah, so we have people that'll come in, and they'll say, I'm going to go up for a smoke, and they'll go up for a smoke and come back down. If we have people that are picking people up at the airport and the flight's delayed, they mm-hmm. park. It gives them a place to come in, sit, relax, watch TV, and wait for the flight to come in.
Boy, you can't beat that.
No.
Bill Morrison with us, general manager at the City of Bridges. Once again, before we wrap this up, you got open every morning, 6 a.m.
6 o'clock, yes.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yes.
And most known for your steak hoagies.
Right.
Wonderful soups and salads. Great place to stop and have a bite to eat before you go and board the plane, go through security. Great place to meet somebody as you're coming off the plane because it's right there at the exit.
Thanks.
And then off to the baggage. I mean, it's just perfect.
Yes, it is.
I can't figure out why everybody doesn't do this, then.
Neither can we. We want everybody to do it. It's like I said, it's very relaxing. It makes your stress a lot less.
Right. And especially with this deal that you're offering right now.
That is,
one more time on the sandwich, breakfast sandwich.
Breakfast sandwich for $1.99. If you mention the KDKA interview, mm-hmm. the coffee is on us.
Gotta love that. Bill Morrison, General Manager, the City of Bridges. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more of Pittsburgh Works just moments away.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
Pittsburgh Works continues, and now we are on to Penn State Greater Allegheny. And with me in studio right now is Joe Edmiston, Director of Development, and Linda Karinja. She is Marketing and Communications Manager. Linda, did I mess up your last name?
Well, it's Karinga.
Karinga.
R-G.
Karinga. I am so sorry. Anyway, Joe and Linda are here because they're with Penn State, once again, Greater Allegheny in McKeesport. And there's a big event coming up on October 27th, and we'll get to that in a moment. But tell us about Penn State, Greater Allegheny in McKeesport.
Well, Penn State Greater Allegheny is actually located both in McKeesport and White Oak. The campus is sort of split through both communities.
Okay.
And we're a 54-acre campus about 15 miles from downtown Pittsburgh. And we are a internationally designated campus, which means we recruit internationally. Our student body is from around the world, quite honestly. We have a residence hall that holds about 210 students. And it's a very diverse, interesting academic situation out there, particularly with the international component.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I do find it fascinating that you do recruit students from all over the world.
We do, all over the world.
Makes for a very, very interesting and obviously diverse learning environment.
That's right. And every year, the faculty designates a particular region of the world to implement a program called Teaching International. This year is the Celtic region. And so all of the academic components of the campus will have that particular region in their curriculum.
Okay. Also with us is Joe Edmiston, Director of Development, Joe Edmiston. Joe, welcome to KDKA and Pittsburgh Works.
Glad to be here.
Tell us about what you do as Director of Development.
My job as Director of Development is to raise funds for the Greater Allegheny campus. You know, one of the major areas of focus for me is the scholarship funds,
mm-hmm.
Which is what this event helps to grow.
Right.
You know, one of the interesting facts I found when I first came to the campus, I started June 1st, is that of our student population, 91% of them qualify for student aid. So student aid is a major area for us to grow, and this event helps do that.
Wow. And this event is coming up on October 27th. It's All That's Jazz. Linda, tell us about All That's Jazz.
Well, this is the ninth year. We've done this. It started originally with our advisory board as a way of hosting an event to try to raise funds for our scholarship. And over the past 8 years, we've raised about $475,000.
Nice.
We have a big jazz component, naturally, with a variety of auctions that occur and great food and entertainment, and we're just really pleased that it's been so successful for this long. We've already started to plan next year, which will be our 10th year, and big anniversary year for us with this event.
Oh my goodness, you're already planning next year, and this event isn't over yet.
That's right, yes we are.
Boy,
yes,
you guys are very thorough.
So we'll be back next year to continue to talk about this.
Joe, some big names are a part of this too.
Absolutely. Our jazz talents, Benny Benek Jr. and his son, Benny Benek III. We're doing an interesting theme this year. The theme is legacy.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout the evening, it's going to begin with Benny Benek Jr. and his crew up on the stage. And throughout the evening, some of the older musicians are going to come off the stage, and a younger musician is going to replace them until we have Benny Benek III and his entire group up there, kind of sharing the legacy of jazz throughout the entire
event. Nice.
We also have coming this year is Craig Woofley from the Pittsburgh Steelers. I worked with Craig in the past, and I got to tell you, if you've never heard Craig Woofley speak, he's worth the price of admission by himself. You know, he's great, tells hilarious stories of his time with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Very personable for, you know, everyone to get the opportunity.
I got to tell you, I never thought of Craig Woofley as the jazz kind of guy.
But you know what? I think Craig's kind of everybody's person. You know, he's very much a chameleon when it comes to events. Great guy to work with.
Excellent. And also Bill Flanagan will be there too.
Yes.
That's right. Bill is a member of our advisory board and has been kind enough to be the MC for the last 3 years for this event and helps us transition into the live auction and what we call the reverse auction portion of our program, where we raise funds for students' textbooks. And the last 2 years, in 10 minutes, we raised $15,000.
Wow.
And so that helps put us over the top with monies we're trying to collect for student scholarships.
Yeah, and the reality is education is just an expensive process. And these kids, you mentioned about 90% of them needing some type of student aid. Whatever people can do to help raise some money in order to make it more possible for more students to be able to go to school, if programs like this actually do that,
well,
don't
absolutely.
They?
And we're so pleased that after all these years, this program is still very successful. I mean, we have plans to keep this thing going as long as we can. People always like to know what they're giving their money to, and to know that it's going to the success of a student really touches their heart and makes them give even more, I believe. When they come to the event, they see the students are there, they get to speak with them about what the scholarship means to them. For a lot of these students, some of them are working full-time jobs and going to school full-time. I mean, I can only imagine how daunting that is. And so all the scholarship aid can assist with them, including the monies we raise for the reverse auction, which is for textbooks. So, you know, I think when students are going to college, sometimes they don't realize, you know, how much a textbook costs nowadays. You know, so, you know, some of the biology and chemistry books are, you know, several hundred dollars. So when you add that up over a semester with 12, 15, or 19 credits, that really, really gets costly. So 2 years ago, we decided to tag on to the auction portion what we call the reverse auction, mm-hmm. and we start the bidding at $5,000. Now, the people that bid don't actually receive an item, but they receive the knowledge that they are giving money to textbooks for students that can't afford them. And so we start at $5,000. So if five people say, I want to donate $5,000, we bring it all the way down to $5. And that happens in about 15 minutes. And before that's over, the people that are just helping set up are taking $5 out of their pockets, saying, here, I want to give to the book fund. And, you know, that's how we raised $15,000 just for that one piece of the auction component.
Wow. Joe, that's just amazing that people are willing to step up like that.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Linda said that over the past 9 years, the event's raised almost $500,000. What I think is critical to point out, in the past 2 years, it's raised a little over $200,000. So the event's really picked up over the years.
It has really grown. I remember the first year we did it, and we weren't really sure what we were doing. I'll be honest with you, and we raised $20,000, and we were so thrilled. We said, wow, this is $20,000 extra dollars for scholarships that we didn't have. You know, so when you come off of a year like last year where we raised, you know, $102,000, the year before, you know, $110,000, I mean, that's pure scholarship money, and that goes a long way at our campus.
Now, are the two of you surprised that you're able to have these numbers generated with the economy the way that it is?
I'm not, because we've had really generous sponsors mm-hmm. over the years that really believe in the mission of Penn State Greater Allegheny and giving back to the students. Some of our sponsors and some of our advisory board members actually went to our campus as young folks that are now successful and understand about giving back and want to mentor, you know, other young people and make sure that they're successful. So it doesn't surprise me at all, really.
What a
Joe's the development director, so, you know, he's coming from a different perspective.
How about you, Joe?
No, absolutely not. I think the Penn State way is to support other people when you can't. And I think our donors, our alumni, our advisory board, mm-hmm. you know, if they're fortunate enough to have the ability to give back, they want to give back because they want to help other students and put them in the position that, you know, in time that they're going to be able to help the next generation of Penn State students.
All That's Jazz, the student scholarship benefit set for October 27th. It is the 9th annual. Once again, October 27th. But you have an open house coming up very soon, too.
We do. It's Penn State Day on Saturday, October 20th at 9 o'clock on the campus. Students, family members can come and just learn what it's like to be a Penn State student for a day, talk to people in financial aid, admissions, and faculty, sit in on some classes, just have a good time that day and see what the campus is all about.
That's what I mean. It sounds so fascinating to go to your particular campus because you do so much work in trying to attract students from all over the world to where it's really getting outside of your comfort zone.
That's
to
right.
be able to experience the life and cultures of so many people from so many different backgrounds.
And that is such a critical marketing tool for us. That's an important marketing message for us, that when the students come there, they are just shocked when the parents come and see the diversity on the campus. It's, mm-hmm. it's a pleasant surprise for most people.
And I'm guessing that everybody will get a taste of that at the All That's Jazz as well, as they get to meet and greet with all of the different students
That's right.
from all these different countries
That's right.
as
we
well.
We have the Line Ambassadors, which are a premier set of students students that go through some training on our campus that will be there acting as greeters and hosts for people coming in. Mm-hmm. And it's always a good time on both sides, for the students and the visitors.
Absolutely fantastic. What is the best way to get involved?
There's tons of ways to get involved, from sponsorships to providing silent or live auction items. But, you know, the biggest way people can get involved is by coming to the event. You know, the information's on our website.
Mm-hmm.
People can feel free to call the development office at 412-675-9047. And we'll gladly get invitations in the mail, you know, as soon as possible to people. Because the biggest way they can be involved is by being there, seeing the experience. And if they feel like they want to get involved financially, they're more than able to.
Excellent. 412-675-9047. It's All That's Jazz. It's their 9th annual student scholarship benefit set for October 27th, and you can be a part of it. Once again, Joe Edmiston, Director of Development, and Linda Karinga. Did I say that right that time?
That's correct.
Thank
yes.
you very much.
Thank
Marketing
you very much.
And Communications Manager at Penn State Greater Allegheny. Thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks.
More of Pittsburgh Works just moments away. Pittsburgh Works, the next installment, AirPro Heating and Cooling. In the studio with me, Rocco Florio, the owner. Rocco, welcome to KDKA.
Good to be here.
Thank you very much for coming by. When it comes to heating and air conditioning, this is the perfect time of year because people just don't get their furnaces checked often enough and don't take advantage of the services that are provided with the annual checkups. And the next thing you know, they're turning their furnaces on for the first time as it's getting cold, and they're realizing, oh my goodness, honey, it's not getting warm in here. How often do you guys hear stuff like that?
On a daily basis this time of year.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Sometimes we'll get 50 calls in an evening, between an evening and a morning.
50 calls.
Well, 50 people said, I need, my furnace isn't working. Whether, and, you know, most of the customers have warranties with us. And, you know, we send them a card every year. And, you know, we try to tell them every 2 years, get your furnace clean and checked. You know, just like air conditioning, get that clean and checked every mm-hmm. 2 years. But, you know, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, let's talk about the importance of that in a moment. But first, I want to talk about AirPro Heating and Cooling. Talk about how AirPro Heating and Cooling started.
Well, I came from the corporate end of the HVAC business back in my earlier days, and I got tired of the corporate end and said, you know, it's time to start my own business. I knew enough about this and do it for myself. And 1997, I decided to go on my own and never look back, and it's grown. And, you know, we're working, going on to our probably 16th year, 17th year coming up, and that's pretty much it, you know. And our vision was to do residential service and installation. Mm-hmm. We're commercial. We have a separate commercial that we send all the business over to our commercial side. But we do in our AirPro is strictly the residentials.
Now, I understand that you are a Lennox dealer.
Yes.
But you also provide service to units outside
Any
of
brand
Lennox?
That's out there, we service it.
So if it's a train, you got it.
Right.
Doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't matter.
Now, let's talk about having the service check done. You know, with this time of year, people are turning their furnaces on for the first time. There's a good reason why people are advised to have the service check done once a year, once every 2 years. Explain to people why it's important to have that done.
Well, probably the number one thing we find lots of times is people do not change their furnace filter, whether it's a media filter, which is a 5-inch filter, or a 1-inch filter, and they go to turn the furnace on and the furnace doesn't ignite because you have a dirty furnace filter. That's number one thing that they should always check. The other reason is when we go in there, we go and we look at igniters and check the ohms on that. We look at flame sensors, see if you got any dirty flame sensors, or, you know, pressure switches. We check all those things. We check the blower compartment, make sure there's not a lot of dirt built up in there, which can cause you problems also. Because if you've got a dirty filter, mm-hmm. that's going to be dirty probably too.
Now, did I hear correctly that if you have a dirty air filter, you are actually making it so that you're going to pay more money to heat your home? It's
that's
costing
right.
you money if you decide you want to save money on not changing filters.
These newer furnaces, you won't have any heat because the furnace will kick off on a limit, and you won't be able to get it started. And it's as simple as pulling a furnace filter out.
So you're telling me people right now who have new furnaces that it won't come on, all they have to do is change the furnace filter? For some people, you've seen it that bad?
If you've burned out your sensor, which is your, you know, pressure switch,
yes.
you're not going to get the furnace come back on sometimes.
Okay.
But if you keep a clean filter, I recommend every 2 months. If you have a 1-inch filter, change it every 2 months. Mm-hmm. If you have a 5-inch filter, you change it every 6 months.
Okay.
And you're pretty good. And eliminate, you know, a lot of problems. But definitely get your furnace cleaned and checked every 2 years.
Yeah, mark it on your calendar. Set it on your smartphone.
We send nice cards out to people. It actually has a little dog or on the front and says, don't forget your friend. And turn it over. It's about your furnace because that's what people like. They relate it to the animals, you know.
Yeah, and my guess is as the temperatures get colder, more and more people are going to have their furnaces just not be able to handle the demand as it gets colder. Is that true?
That is right. I mean, you have to, the little things that we do that you might think are, oh, why do I have to do that, you know. Mm-hmm. I have a warranty for 10 years on parts and 10 years on labor, but guess what? That's at night, it's zero out, and it doesn't work. Well, if you'd have had a service and had it cleaned and checked prior to that night,
right,
you wouldn't be calling us.
Now, when it comes to service checks, some people say, I don't want to do that because those things are just too expensive.
$69 for us. We make it convenient for you. I mean, you know, we're the lowest to run. At $69 to have your furnace clean and check, you know, think about how much gas is today.
Yeah. I've heard of businesses offering sale prices of 100 or more to have a service check done.
They do, and some are more than that. And then they, you know, a lot of companies try to sell you these extended service policies,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we do that. You can buy them from us, but, you know, we try to send you a card every year so you remember to do it. You know, it's not, you don't have to do it every year. If you do it every 2 years, you're pretty safe.
Right. But for $69, you come out, and what do you check?
We check all the controls. We check the blower compartment. We check the filter. We check their igniters, all the sensors and the switches that we need to check. Make sure gas valve's got proper pressure in it. You know,
mm-hmm.
about a 33-point check.
And you were mentioning that so many air conditioners and furnaces now we're in the furnace season, the newer ones especially, they have nice long warranties.
Mm-hmm.
So why not go ahead and have the service check done? And even if it is something that's more expensive to get fixed, most oftentimes it's under warranty anyway.
The parts and labor under warranty.
So there just isn't a good reason not to have this done.
Nope. That's why, you know, we try to make it convenient for the customer. You know, if you buy something from us, it's got a 10-year parts, 10-year labor warranty. That's automatic. It's the only way, you know, we sell it because we negotiate with the manufacturers in our pricing to have that warranty incorporated. And that's the convenient part about dealing with AirPro.
Wow. 10-year parts, 10-year labor. That's amazing.
And that covers you in emergency service. For example, weekends, holidays, you're covered. If there's no emergency service fee with us, every other company that you deal with in Pittsburgh normally, most mm-hmm. of them, if you need emergency service, they tell you, well, there's an emergency service fee attached to it. With us, there is none. It's free. It's part of your warranty.
Oh, my goodness. I'm writing your phone number down. Give it to me.
1-800-749-0642.
1-800-749-0642. 0642 for AirPro Heating and Cooling. Now, this warranty that you offer, is it the same for the air conditioning side as well,
That's correct.
Just the furnace side?
Air conditioning also.
Wow. What do you think about heat pumps?
Well, if you live above the Mason-Dixon line, I'm not a real advocate of them. Below it, that's where you want to have them.
Okay. Why do you think they're not a good idea for up
where? If you have a gas furnace,
yes.
where the way electric's going and the way gas is going, gas is fuel's dropping, electric's going up.
Uh-huh.
When you figure it out, you're going to spend 3 to 4 times more to run your heat pump to heat your house than you would spend in your gas furnace to operate.
Oh, wow.
So it's getting a little weird. You know, the balances are getting off there too much.
Gotcha. All right, just curious about that. We are talking with Rocco Florio. He is the owner of AirPro Heating and Cooling, and why it's so important to make sure that you have a system check done. And for $69, you'll come out and check everything on the furnace.
That's right. 33-point inspection.
33-point inspection. And if it's covered under warranty, there's no more out-of-pocket money at all for these people.
Right. If they buy something from us, furnace, air conditioner, or both, they got a 10-year parts, 10-year labor. And normally the furnace has a lifetime on the main component, which is called the heat exchanger.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, there's like dual heat exchangers because, you know, and like 95% of efficient furnaces all we sell. And, you know, we do a lot because of this program with the Energy Saver with Equitable Gas. If you have Equitable Gas, We do all the paperwork for the consumer. You can get up to $750 rebate directly sent to you when you buy a 95% efficient furnace. And that's another thing that people are missing right now because it's out there. A lot of companies don't even know about it. We are an affiliate of the program, and we do all the paperwork for them. So.
Rocco Florio, owner of AirPro Heating and Cooling, and the phone number one more time.
1-800-749-0642.
Absolutely amazing. 800-749-0642 for that $69 clean and check with AirPro Heating and Cooling. Rocco, thank you.
Thank you.